Hello, everybody out there. This is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in Toronto, Canada, on a very, very rainy day. It's kind of looking not like Christmas today, but I'm sure it's going to turn to wintry weather in a couple days. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. It usually does in January and February. It gets much, much colder. And then it goes back to spring. So just a little time that we're going to be indoors before we get outdoors again with the good weather. So welcome, everybody. This podcast is for all you vinyl record collectors out there. And I hope that you keep collecting your records. I went and got a bunch more this weekend from flea markets, from record shops. I keep building up inventory and putting it online and selling it. That's what I like to do. It's a lot of fun. And of course, you make good money doing that as well too. So I'm here to talk a little bit about how you can make your record collection, turn it into a business. And we've been talking over for, this is now our 14th or 15th podcast. And I hope you're enjoying it. A couple of things I want to report to you about. Guys, have you looked on the internet, online, or in the news listings about concerts? Concerts that are coming up and the price of them are just unbelievable. If you're interested in going to see Kiss, who is on their final tour of their careers, they are touring, I guess, coming to here to Toronto a few times actually in March and August. And then Queen are coming here, or the remainder member, I call it the remaining members of Queen, which is two guys, Brian May and Roger Taylor. They're coming to Toronto in July. Have a look at those price tickets. I mean, my daughter and I tried and attempted to buy tickets to these shows. And if you want to get close to the stage, and if you want floors, in other words, you're talking a good $500 to $600 to $700 per ticket. So a pair would probably cost you $1,400 if you want to sit on the floor. Not much better if you're in the first or second section of the audience. You're talking about $500 for a real good seat in the first section from the floor. In other words, it's just outrageous. But you know what, folks? I'm going to tell you something. It was coming. And I'm telling you, and the reason why you probably see this is because of vinyl and how vinyl has disappeared. In the 90s and 2000s, there wasn't much vinyl. And online, downloading online songs became the new wave, right? And people weren't buying music anymore. So it's really our fault. We all download music. You know, we'd go out and buy that record in the old days, and you would buy the cassette or buy the CD, but now you don't have to do that. So how is the band going to make money? What they do is they tour, and they make money touring now because they ten times triple their the concert tickets and the prices, which is why you see the prices so high now. So really, we have nothing to blame but ourselves. And that's the reason why when you see big bands coming, you have to spend about $1,000 to get a good seat now. It's just the way it is. Unless, of course, you went to a concert like I did with Jack White. I went to see him just recently, a couple of weeks ago, and the ticket prices were quite reasonable. They were not too bad, about $80, $90 per ticket for floors, but you're standing on the floors. What a concert that was. It was an amazing band to see. They really pumped out rock, and it was an amazing concert. There was about 10,000 people there. You know, I don't mind paying that price for a concert. Unfortunately, during the concert, I felt quite ill, and I had to leave. It was just one of those things. It was quite an episode, actually, where I actually had an ambulance attendant come to me and asking me if I'm okay, because they saw I was not feeling well. Just the heat on the floor and the noise got to me, and I had to leave my daughter for a few minutes just to get a breath of fresh air. But that's another story, another podcast that I'll tell you about. So, folks, Remember the Christmas time seasons where you're going to get a lot more sales if you're listing as many records as I do. You'll get a sale or two a day. But remember a couple things that you've got to make sure that you package your record solidly. Make sure you get your record mailers, pack it with foam, and make sure that you know your labels are all nice and neat. This is the time now where you can develop a lot of regular customers. What I mean by that is, you know, if they buy from you once, they will buy from you again. So make sure your record is in good condition, neat, packaged well, and they will surely buy from you again. It's really critical because at Christmas time, you know, you may get a couple orders and you're rushing to get them done and you get sloppy and you'll get bad feedback on that. And remember I told you last week, if you're selling on a place like Amazon, your bad feedback's not going to last very long because they're really nailing down to make sure that your reject rate is below like 1%. So you've got to take your time and package that record. If you're shipping it off to Europe, if you're shipping it off to Canada, it's got to be solid and it's got to be looking good when it arrives there. So just keep that in mind. Also, be aware that now is the time to build up your inventory. There's going to be a lot of Boxing Day sales going on at record shops, especially on Boxing Day. That's the time to go out and get your inventory built up. You'll find records there, you know, for, you know, $5-$6, maybe less than that, because they want to unload their inventory. So now is a good time to go and get your vinyl inventory built up. Folks, that's it for today. I hope you have a great, great week. And remember to keep collecting those vinyl records. Talk to you soon and over and out.